Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the backyard. This is Margaret Marshall, your host, and I want to, as usually, welcome you to the tropical paradise, virtually going in your mind to your favorite chair in the backyard on the island of Jamaica. So, whatever it is that made you just relax and forget about the cares of the day while you were there on a visit, or when you were growing up there, or if you're there now, just get into that easy chair, relax, and feel the cool trade winds just drifting softly over your face. Well, I know here in the South, where I am, it has been a wonderful day. I don't know what the temperature is anyplace else, but I know that I am right in my favorite chair, and I'm under a mango tree looking up at the one that I'm going to eat right after the show. So you may have a glass of your favorite drink, which could be a rum punch, a rum and coke, or whatever. But I want, the whole idea is to get you in a very relaxed mode, as we say in Jamaica, no problem, man. So get into that mode as you relax this evening and share with us, because we're actually going to be doing a rebroadcast of one of our very popular shows. And last week I featured a young up-and-coming interior designer who had a very passionate story about her journey, Miss Janice Palmer. And today I thought I would replay a show about three famous musicians who was before Janice's time. And one of the things I really want to have our listeners understand here in the backyard, the whole objective of this show is to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica. Because a lot of my fans, including myself, are from Jamaica. We grew up there, but we're not going to be going back. So I am trying to create a living memory, verbal legacy that people long after we are gone can come and hear from us in our own words what we thought about Jamaica, what we learned from being there, how we feel about visiting there or whatever, how the island has impressed you. So I did some research for this show that was put together by Dr. Joy Lumsden, who is one of our favorite historians and has brought a lot of things and people to light about Jamaica that we never knew before, at least I never knew before. And so the stories that you're going to be hearing as soon as I plug that segment in are all researched by Dr. Joy Lumsden, and I really want to recognize her and thank her for her dedication and work. So if you are online or you are on the board, I see we have a few callers on the board, I won't be interacting with you this evening because I'm going to be putting on a pre-recorded show in just a minute. But with that said, I want you to remember that you can always go back into the archives and listen to any of your favorite shows, or if there's a show you think you may have an interest in, as you scan all the shows that are available, if you are online, you can not only listen to it, but you can share it with someone who you think may have a similar interest or interest in the subject that you are listening to. So I really thank all my fans for their loyal support, and I really look forward to one day just interacting with everyone and perhaps have the pleasure of meeting everyone. I do hope that the shows interesting, they've been informative. I know that I've learned a lot by just verbalizing what the historians have put together, and really enjoyed all the people who have come on and be live with us. I've really enjoyed that. And we can all learn from each other. And I do hope that you are enjoying the shows. And don't forget to visit me at www.backyardlabrish.com. You can leave us a comment there or send us an email if there's something you would like on the air. And we'll be more than happy to research it, bring someone on about it, have you talk about it, as long as it celebrates, enlightens, and preserves our rich culture. So without any further ado, I am going to actually play Shirley. Here's the show. I'm not sure if he's still with us, but he was born in 1927. And we're also going to talk about Orette Roden and Paul Shaw. Now, all of these three men were inspired or encouraged or championed by their mothers. So this is sort of a celebration of the mothers. I don't have their names, but I want to use this to encourage mothers all over the world to how important they are to their sons, and actually the legacy that these women left because of what these three different men did for the world. So first I am going to talk about, you know, and remember, Backyard Lavish is not always politically correct, and we don't do things the strict journalistic way. And, you know, this is a senior citizen here who has taken up the reign to let the world know how happy not only me but a lot of my fans on Backyard Labrish are that we were born and raised in Jamaica, land we love. So let me see if I can collect my documentation on our first person, because I think he is perhaps the one that was born before all the other two. And I have to give credit to Dr. Joy Lumsden, who is just a wonderful researcher and is dedicating her life to researching history about all different kinds of things about Jamaica that perhaps was not brought forth before. Some of what she uses is now on pieces of Jamaica, but these particular ones were not. So I'm going to talk first about Mr. Don Walbridge Shirley. He was born in Kingston, Jamaica, on January 29th, 1927. Now, he began playing the piano at the age of 2.5, being taught at first by his mother. He gave his first public performance at the age of 3. When he was 9, he was invited to study theory with Milovsky at the Leningrad Conservatory of Music, where he spent a great part of his youth. Later, he studied with the famous organist Conrad Barrier and studied advanced composition with a Dr. Madison Jones at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. So he sort of left the island at an early age. Now, he made his concert debut at the age of 18 with the Boston Pops on June 25th, 1945. You know, that's a long time ago, playing the Tchaikovsky's B-flat minor concerto. His first major composition was performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra in 1946. And in 1949, he was invited by the Haitian government to play at the Exposition International in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And he gave a repeat performance at the request of the then president. So I want to make one point here. I know because of the internet and communication is so instant now, you know, someone sneezes at one part of the world and somebody else could catch a cold at the other end because, you know, it's on YouTube and everything is instant. But now just remember that when this man was born in 1927, even travel wasn't the way it is now. So to get around and be involved with all these noted classical conductors and teachers was quite a feat. Now, he made his concert. I read that already. The point I would really like to celebrate is just how diverse, just how very, very diverse the people born in Jamaica have always been. You know, we have covered a lot of things that went on long ago, not just in music, but, you know, a lot of different arts, medicine, science, just being, you know, adventurous. And it's still happening now because we have some of the two of the other men I'm going to talk about is actually still performing, not in Jamaica, although they do go there to perform, but, you know, all over the world. And I think that I'm hoping that this is enlightening to some of our listeners, because I personally did not know about, I might have known of one or two, but not, I mean, there are many, many. I think this is our fourth week that I'm talking about various classical musicians. And I see that we have calls on the board, and I always like to remind our listeners that are here live with us. A lot of people come by later and listen to the show. And incidentally, I'd like to share with our listeners on the board, now our listening online, that all our shows are archived at the Blog Talk Radio's website, and you could select a show that you think may be of interest if you were not live here to listen to it. You can select it and listen to it on their website, or you can download it to yours. You can also copy the address, the URL as it's called, and forward it to someone you think might have an interest in that particular show. That's how we spread the word about what we're trying to do here in the backyard. And what I'm really trying to do is to create a balance, because I know there's a lot of now information that, as I said, is instant. You know, people get it right away. And but things that happened long ago, and everybody is just so busy now that I know that it might be a chore, you know, to go research something. And I am trying to do the research for you. Now, I'm having a little technical difficulty because we're sort of having on the verge of a starting thunderstorm, and I lost my switchboard. I am hoping that I'm still broadcasting, but I'm not able to plug you in if you raise your hands. So I am asking you to, it's asking me to turn off my computer, actually. I don't know if that means that the storm is getting bad or what. Oh, it's back. It's back, and I see a hand raised. I'm going to open up the mic right away to let you know that you're on Blog Talk Radio with The Backyard. This is Margaret. I have 63451. Who do I have?
Hi, Margaret. Good evening. This is Janine.
Hi, Janine.
I was
you're
just
one
called...
of my favorite fans.
Yes,
tell
thank
the listeners
you.
Where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Long Island. I was just calling to let you know that you were still on.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I live in the South, and I just want the rest of the listeners to know that we are usually susceptible to pop-up, you know, little twisters sometimes and bad weather sometimes. We don't get the warnings like they do in Florida.
Right.
So whenever it's popping up, you know, we will just perhaps the people who live in an area where you have a siren, it will go off. But, you know, if I go off the air, you know, it's not intentional, but there's really bad weather in my city right now. But right now I'm live, and Janine, I want to welcome you and thank you for calling in and letting me know.
Yeah.
And I want to remind our other listeners that because if you don't know what a labrish is, if you're not from Jamaica, most Jamaicans know, although some might have left so long ago they forgot, but that's when you get together with a group of people, it could be friends or acquaintances of like mind, just to chit-chat. Here in the backyard, we're always chit-chatting about things to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica. So that's what we hope that you enjoy about our shows. And, you know, we are all just multitasking and doing so many things. And it's good to be able to just take some time to relax, chill, and I don't like to be talking all the time. It would be nice to have someone to join the conversation.
Right.
And I am lining up a couple of guests so we can have some interaction here. But I always invite you to join me. Join me in the conversation. If you want to make a comment or if you want to correct something or add something, this is what it's all about. You know, to let your voice be heard. We have this wonderful medium now that we didn't have when I was growing up. And as a senior citizen, I am happy to embrace it. And if you have a senior in your life, I would like to encourage you to try to encourage them to embrace this new technology. Because, you know, it can be used for a lot of good. As in leaving a legacy so that your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren can hear the sound of your voice and heard what you felt about a certain subject, or just to hear your voice, I think might be just a treat to them. So just be happy. I'd be happy to open up the mic to you if you're on the board. So always remember that. Now, let me see if I have anything else on this person. And if Dr. Lumsden is always asking her on her page, on our website, and you can Google her and get to her. She has I think it's Joyous Jam is her all her web pages. But she's very easy to find, And boy, she has some wonderful, just wonderful, researched and documented information about past Jamaica, old Jamaica. So now, let's, Janine?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have anything to say about this person? Had you ever heard of him before?
No, to be honest, no.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed that our fan from the Bronx don't seem to be on yet because I know he's into classical music.
Right.
And perhaps we'll come in later. So anybody else on the board want to weigh in, be sure to just raise your hand and I'll plug you in because I am just here fooling around and doing my little research on all the things that I want to celebrate and enlighten the world about because I am one proud Jamaican.
Amen.
Now let's talk about Mr. Paul Shaw. Who do I have next on the program? No, it was Mr. Orrit Roden. He fell in love with the piano while listening to his mother's enchanting playing of the piano when he was only 4. He was so inspired by his mother's playing that it ignited in him the desire to play the piano. And I just want to point out my little sidebar on that. You know, they say children learn what they see, what they're exposed to. So as adults, because one of the ways we leave our legacy is to inspire, encourage, or teach a younger person something that is positive and enriching. It's like leaving a piece of you here when you have taken your leave. And we don't know where we're going, but, you know, it's good to know that something you did or said helped a child or helped the other generation. So part of my objective is with these shows is to use things from the past that we're enjoying now that was done by someone else that perhaps isn't here anymore to inspire us to do the same. So even if you don't have any children or grandchildren, you know, with all the things that are happening in the schools with them, cutting back because of budget shortage, you know, volunteering to do something in some capacity that can help a younger person would be your way of leaving your legacy. So with that said, the show is not going to be very long tonight because it's really getting dark here. It's not supposed to be dark. And we're having some lightning. So I'm going to quickly tell you about one of our other brilliant men, and it will be Mr. Orrit Roden. And as I mentioned, that he, you know, was enchanted with the piano when he was 4. Now, his mother, he studied with Mrs. Rita Kaur, a distinguished Jamaican teacher. Now, I'm not familiar with her, and if anyone on the board is, I don't know if she's still around, but I want to really celebrate her. And his teacher encouraged him by her unconventional methods to develop the free and spontaneous style which has characterized him ever since. So you see the impact this woman, I suppose, you know, he was just different. He approached music. That's what I'm gathering from the documentation on him, that he perhaps approached it differently from the other kids,
right,
or perhaps from her other students.
He was gifted.
Instead of getting him to conform, she encouraged him to be himself. Were you about to say something, Janine?
No, I said it's obvious that he was gifted.
Yes. Young, gifted, and black. Mm-hmm. Now, by age 8, he was performing locally on television. And at 13, he took first place in 9 out of 11 classes in a major music competition in Toronto, Canada. But he too traveled, I suppose. He received his academic secondary education at Calabar College in Kingston. Mm-hmm. So one up for Calabar,
right.
Where he played the piano for morning chapel and accompanied the choir for school occasions such as prize givings and graduations. Mm-hmm. Now, after graduation from Calabar, he went in 1977 to live in the United States, so he's apparently still here, with
right.
Dr. Virginia Jean Rittenhouse, a noted composer and conductor of the New England Youth Assembly, and developed his talent while touring worldwide with this group.
Yes.
Now, in 1979, he gave several recitals in England. And as I read through, you know, this particular man is very successful right now. But notice, you know, the progression. His teacher encouraged him, then he went to this place, and he was just touring with them. He was not like an overnight success, you know, but he was gaining his confidence. And I'm pointing all these things out because I know that sometimes the young people or even adults tend to get discouraged if they don't, you know, hit it the first time they try anything. But if you really focus on your goal, I, for one, believe that, you know, things will materialize.
It will.
Yes. So in his case, he was touring with this group. Now, in 1983, he returned to Jamaica to perform during the visit of Queen Elizabeth II. The producer of a documentary, which was made for the visit, was so impressed with Rodin's playing that she helped him, here again another woman, she helped him to get an audition with the London Symphony Orchestra. In the same year, he was invited to participate in the prestigious Caribbean and Latin American Festival of the Arts, where he performed excerpts of the Liszt's Transcendental Etudes at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London. Then in November of 1984, he made his orchestral debut at the Barbican Centre, London, playing Tchaikovsky's Concerto No. 1 with the London Symphony Orchestra under the baton of André Bernard. So apparently that is quite a honor. My word is gone again. So
You're on.
Yeah. Okay. Now, isn't that something, Janine?
I'm telling you, it's wonderful.
I mean, I am just so thrilled when I read this kind of information. You know, and as I say, I'm hoping that, you know, when people listen to some of these stories, they will not only get encouraged, but be a source of encouragement to other people that might be trying to accomplish something.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times it doesn't happen overnight.
No.
You know, one of the high points of Rodin's career was his meeting with Arthur Rubinstein. He played Chopin for the great master, who described unreservingly,
yes,
"You have a rare talent." That's how Rubinstein described it.
Hmm.
He was thoroughly impressed by his performance and further proclaimed, listen to this, "Some pianists are not musicians, and some musicians are not pianists.
Mm-hmm.
But you, young man, are both."
Isn't that something? Well said, because that is so true.
A coveted invitation to perform at an all Chopin recital and the in the composer's birthplace in Poland. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And this was in 1985. So, you know, in
that's not too far away.
Recent.
Yes.
And I was here in Georgia in 1985. I don't remember ever hearing of this person or of this performance. You know, not that I was checking every classical, thing. But to me, that is just unbelievable.
Yes, yes.
Okay, but now, Rodin performed in 2 recitals at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London in March of 1985 to further international acclaim. In October of the same year, he made his American debut at Carnegie Hall in New York. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And there he played Bach, a concerto in the Italian style, Schubert's Fantasy, and, I mean, just on and on, all of the masters. This was the most significant milestone for the young artiste.
Oh, man.
In the following years, he gave numerous performances. Listen to the countries: in Spain, France, Poland, Italy, Mexico, Canada, and Russia.
Whoa, Russia.
Yep. Wow. He has performed as a soloist with several of the world's leading orchestras and conductors, and they have names, just names and names and names. From the London Symphony, and I encourage my listeners who might want more details to just go to Dr. Lumsden's website, because she has them there. You know, we just have limited time here, and my idea is to at least enlighten and hopefully preserve some of this. But I'm hoping that my listeners who have a love or a fear.
Yeah.
Or an interest in classical music can go and get a lot more information. I thought I saw another hand up from 973373. So if I missed you, my board went dead for a while, you can please raise your hand again, and if you would like to join the Labrish. And with that said, I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, but this segment is Backyard Labrish. And we are here every Wednesday at 8 o'clock where we just labrish about something that we can celebrate, and hopefully it will be enlightening to our listeners, and we know it will be preserved because all our shows are archived. So if you would like to join the Labrish, I'm sorry if you are listening online, I'm not able to interact with you. I'm not that techie yet, but I'm working on it. You would have to call me at 718-766-4558, and that's how I will see your number on the board. You hit 1 if you would like to interact with me, and I'll open up the mic, and you will be live to the world. So I encourage you to join the Labrish. Okay, let's read a little bit more about Rodin, and then I will tell you about the other gentleman before the weather closed in on me. Anyway, where was I?
He went to Russia and all those countries.
Right. Now, in the following years, he gave... Oh, I read that already, I think. No, because it has something here. The last paragraph, it says September 2002, which is quite recent, so I don't think I did that yet.
No.
In the following years, you know, after all his travels all over, he gave numerous performances. No, I did read that. He made a CD. About 5 years ago, he staged a classical concert in Jamaica. 5 years after 85. To raise money for Calabar. It was organized by the Calabar Old Boys Association, and I'm hoping that some of the Calabar Calabar Old Boys will come by and listen to the show, because they didn't tell the world, but here I am doing it. Now, the CD was to be launched in Jamaica in September of 2002. It doesn't say here whether, you know, Dr. Lumsden only document the historical information that she finds. And as I said, she's always open to upgrading and, you know, making more current information available, and is always asking for help. So if you would like to help this very dedicated historian, do just send her an email with whatever information you would like to the information she already has. Now, Roden's repertoire is wide and includes music from just about every type of classical type of music you can think of. He is known to be a diehard romantic and is naturally at his best with romantic composers. Well, now, Roden's first CD album, which is Orit Roden Plays Brahms and Chopin, was released by SBA in 1986. And he so apparently his CDs are available online, I'm sure.
Wow.
So anyone interested in hearing him, and usually a lot of times when these things are on sale, you can listen to a part of the music, you know, before you either download it or order the CD. So you'll get a flair for his style.
Yes.
But, you know, I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
Well,
however, I can just imagine, because he's sort of contemporary and so artistic, that no matter who he plays, it will be with quite a flair.
Mm-hmm. And feelings.
Now, Kitty Blocking, which is spelled B-Bocking, B-O-C-K-I-N-G, who's a music critic from London, summed up his affinity with romantic composers after hearing a pre-release of the soon-to-be-released CD album, Robert Schumann's Kinderscreen, OP-15, whatever that means. Oh, she must have been referring to page 15 on that particular. And all of this is from Dr. Lumsden's page again. Now, so, you know, that was great for Calabar.
Yes.
And I am just telling you, I never heard of this renowned gentleman. So, again, if anybody on the board would like to weigh in on the Labrish, just hit one on your phone, and I will know that you're there and want to chat. So, turn it on. Now, we're going to now talk about our next young man that was inspired by his mother. And I'm getting my documentation together, so bear with me here. It's very dark in my city. And you know, one thing we do in our backyard here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, we relax, we have fun. And as the young folks would say, we chill.
Chill.
Right?
Yes.
I am I'm trying to, you know, talk like the young folks do. If you really want them to hear you, sometimes you don't have to mimic them. But, you know, you have to sort of understand what they're talking about.
Both, yes.
And let them feel relaxed around you. So if the people who might be in my age group will bear with me, you know, I try to do that. Because my objective really is to really try and inspire not only the Jamaicans, the Jamericans, the Jabrics, and for the foreigners who might not know what I mean by that. I think that there are so many children that are born of one Jamaican parent, or two parents that were born and raised in Jamaica and traveled to another country, and they were born in that country. But they really perhaps were brought up with a lot of the, or some of the customs of their parents. So we call them Jabrits or Jamaicans. In my case, I have three Jamaicans, two boys and a girl. And now I have three grandsons. And my objective is to have my grandsons know a little bit about who I am, what Jamaica was like when I grew up. And, of course, they're going to have a lot of information about what Jamaica is like now.
Right.
So that's what we're here to do. So now let's talk about Mr. Paul Shaw. And I am trying to get my first page on Mr. Shaw together. So I seem to have had, we had one flash of lightning and I jumped, so all my papers went flying. So please bear with me, ladies and gentlemen, while I get my stuff in order.
Tonight you're on rough sea.
Yes. But, you know, it could, when we see all that's happening around, it could always be worse.
I know.
Because, I'm telling you, between the weather and the tempers and all things that are flying now, when we have an evening where we can just chill and relax and for an hour or so not be bothered with what's happening with the rest of the world, but to just reminisce about something that is engaging to our thoughts and can cause us to celebrate.
Right.
So that's what I am trying to do with Backyard Lavish. So I hope that the people who do come by and listen to me will spread the word for me so that, you know, we can have more callers and have more people participating in our Lavish. Now, I can't seem to find where I started with Mr. Shaw, so I'm just going to... Ah, yes, I think I have it. Now, he was born in Falmouth, now near Montego Bay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And his interest in music began when his mother purchased a toy piano at Woolworth.
Whoa.
To pass on to him the music she remembered from secretly observing her guardian, who was a piano teacher in Kingston.
Hmm.
Now, you listen to that connection. This woman did not even play music herself.
Right.
But she secretly, I don't know why she had to secretly do it, but if we would remember in those days, Janine, when,
yes,
you know, as a child, you were put out of the room at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a child was to be seen and not
heard.
Mm-hmm. And it could be that's why she secretly, said here, secretly observing her guardian,
yes,
who was,
yes,
a piano teacher. Oh, I can sort of hear it now. Apparently, this teacher was teaching the students.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
she had students she was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So she was her guardian, so she was not necessarily being taught music.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then she could not be in the room because perhaps it would be distracting,
right,
to the students. You know, I'm making up my own story, but...
No, but that sounds logical.
Yeah, because I wondered as I read it, why would she be secretly observing her guardian?
Yeah. In other words, she was standing by, but she wasn't involved.
Right. So she bought her son this... You remember the Woolworth days? When did you sell Woolworth?
Oh, that's
Woolworth
a long time.
Still
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think they're too updated now to have Woolworth.
Right. Anyway, he was born in Montego Bay. I don't know where this Woolworth was that she bought the thing, the piano, the toy piano.
Most likely Kingston.
Right. By the time Paul was 8, he was sight reading the music.
Wow.
For the hymns at church.
Whoa.
At 16, he won the Howard Cook Award for Excellence in Music, Jamaica's highest classical music award in the annual festival competition.
He was able to continue advanced studies through Jamaica government, French government, William Petrick. Apparently, there was some collaboration at the time between the two governments. It says here the Jamaican government and the French government. I don't know if that French meant Canada, the French part of Canada.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I thought that was quite interesting.
Yes.
Now, let me see now where my other page is. He was a top prize winner in 1968. I read that already.
Yeah.
And he was in 1988, he was the third prize winner of the highly acclaimed New York recital. No, I'm sorry, just a minute. Let me get my act here. We're talking, who am I talking about? Robert Shaw, right?
Right.
Okay. He was a top prize winner in 1986 of the Young Concert Artists International Auditions for the following February, and he made his highly acclaimed New York recital debut in the Young Concert Artists series at the 92nd Street, apparently, theater. In 1988, he was the third prize winner in the William Capel International Competition at the University of Maryland.
Hmm.
He has performed at the Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts as a soloist with the Juilliard Philharmonic and Choir under Richard Westenberg, and as a winner of the Juilliard Concerto Competition with their symphony under a George Mester.
Yes.
He has performed at the Kennedy Center, the Hall of Americas, and the Marlboro Music Festival.
Hmm.
Have you heard of this young man?
No.
Huh.
No.
It's unbelievable. From a toy piano.
I'm telling you.
Huh. Shaw has performed as soloist with orchestras including the Brooklyn Philharmonic, the Rochester Philharmonic, Richmond Philharmonic, the Cape Cod Symphony. I mean, just on and on and on. Several, just all over the United States. He's also appeared in recitals at the Hall of Americas in Washington, D.C., in New York's Town Hall, at Stanford University, the University of Iowa, Western Illinois University. I mean, just it goes on and on. And on.
Okay,
now, in addition to his career as a concert artist, Shaw conducts public master classes around the country. Apparently, they're talking about the U.S.
Yes.
His lecture recitals have been presented in the New York City public schools, under the auspices of the Lincoln Center Institute and the Fort Worth Public School, through the Van Coburn Foundation. Shaw has developed an innovative multimedia piano recital program with color slide and video accompaniment called Picturecital. That's his, you know, he made up that name. PicturEcital.
Mm-hmm.
Classical music in living color.
Mm-hmm.
In an effort both to attract young audiences and to nurture young talent in classical music. He's also developing Piano Talent on Parade, a showcase program of young pianists which he will produce and host on cable television. So apparently that's, you know, coming up, or it has been produced already, I don't know.
Yes.
But
yes.
I just thought this was so important to bring to, you know, the world.
Yes.
These three wonderful men that are doing so much or have done so much.
Yes.
And a lot of the people in the diaspora don't know about it.
No.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, I'm listening here and I'm saying to myself, my God, you really missed a lot, because where were you when these things were going on?
Right,
I guess I wasn't going in that direction.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I feel the same way, you know, because I was right here in the United States. It's not like I was somewhere else.
Right.
And some of these places that he has performed, and apparently still is performing, I have been to. And, you know, even here, I live in the city of Atlanta, and I do love the symphony, and we have a lot of classical, you know,
yeah,
things that I'm, and, you know, we have been discussing so many composers and all of that. I'm sure that perhaps I've listened to one of the compositions from
yeah,
one of our native sons,
yes,
and have not really recognized it.
Or maybe at the time that we are listening to it, or even whether it's on TV, it wasn't mentioned that he was originally
right,
from Jamaica,
right,
you
right,
know, so we really
yes,
didn't pay
yes,
that much
yes,
attention, you know.
Uh-huh. It is so inspiring for me to really discover these things and you know, make them public, as I say, because I think it's important for us, for the world to realize, and for we to really know that we are a diverse society.
Yes.
And I know that people who are not really familiar with our culture, as I mentioned before, you know, you mentioned artists, Jamaican artists, to anyone, and they will only think of people, the current type
yes,
of music,
the
and
reggae,
music like reggae, and artists
mm-hmm,
like, you know, are famous.
Yes.
Reggae star, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And we really celebrate them too, but we just want the world to know that we experienced, at least in our period, Janine,
yes,
we experienced a variety of
mm-hmm,
music.
True.
And we have produced a variety of different types
of
musicians.
Yes.
So with that said, I would encourage my listeners that would like some further information to just Google any of these people's name, or better yet, Google Dr. Joy Lumsden's name, and you will have access to just a wealth of information about Jamaica, especially during, you know, certain periods, because like me, she knows that there's a lot of information about the current period. And she's trying to really bring to life more information that did not have the benefit of the type of communication and documentation that is available now because
right,
of the technology. So we're living in a fantastic time, you know, on the planet, and we need to be embracing the good part and the wonderful things that the technology can do for us. It can open up our minds. It can keep our minds active. And there has been so much research done on aging. And, you know, the truth is that the more challenges that you give to your mind as you mature is the longer it will stay active. So with that said, I want to encourage the seniors in our midst, whether you're from Jamaica or not, if you happen to listen to this show, I'd like to share with you that I just call myself a senior's senior because I am. But I can tell you that if you have the will, you can master the technology as much as you want to, you know, because mastering something is to the best of your ability. So it's all up to you. You don't have to be like the real techie people. You do as much as you want to make you feel fulfilled. But I do encourage you to try something that you've never tried before, because it's fun and it does open up your mind. So, Janine, I want
yes,
to thank you for sharing with me in the library. I hope you found it interesting.
Yeah,
I want
did.
To thank all the other listeners on the board for being with us here in the backyard, and to encourage you to come often and hang with us. I noticed that most of the callers that call in, they'll just stay on the board. So I'm hoping that that is a sign that they're enjoying the Labrish, although it would be a lot nicer if they'd hit one on their keypad and let me know they're there and who they are. You don't have to tell me everything, but where you're calling from. So with that said, Janine, did you
yes.
want to add anything this evening before we stop broadcasting?
Well, you said it all, but I just want to say, you know, it's really nice hearing all these things, and thanks again
oh,
for
you're
doing
most
all well. That research, you know.
Right, especially during this time when everything around us is so challenging.
Yes,
just
yes.
Just finding, and I think, you know, there are lessons in all of this for all of us, because sometimes at the most challenging time in our lives or in a situation is when we need to focus on something that is positive, and the only connection you can have is something from the past that
yes.
is positive. If what you're in at the moment is not coming over as positive, then you need to use your memory, or you need to find something, some nugget
mm-hmm.
in the challenging situation
that's
that you
it.
Could label
yes.
as positive, because that's what brings you out faster
yeah,
of whatever the challenge is.
Sometimes there are things we cannot change, but we must find the courage to change the things we can.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, Janine, I want to thank you again, and I want
You're
to
welcome.
Thank our listeners online and those on the board for sharing with us in the backyard. Although you might be silent, I can see that you are still here, and I want to let you know how much I appreciate you. And if you know of anyone with anything to celebrate that will enlighten us, that we can preserve, do let me know, and we'll be sure to include it on the show. Or if you would like us to celebrate something that you might want, that you might think is important, that's what we do in the backyard. So do let me know. Send me an email at backyardlabrish@yahoo or at tnt.net or yahoo.com. That's where I'm available. And we do have a website, which is www.backyardlabrish.com, and you can communicate with me from that too. But we invite you to come back next week, where we'll be certainly having a lively Labrish.
And I just want to say to the listeners, you know, Margaret is really going out of her way to do all of this, and it really would be nice if you could really raise your hand sometime to show her how much we appreciate what she's doing. Because I know you can do it, and we are still waiting for you to surprise us next week, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. You're a good saleswoman. Thank you. Thank you. All
yes.
righty.
Good night.
Well, as we say in Jamaica,
walk good.
And don't. Come back soon.
Yes.
So
Amen.
Make it a great week.
Amen.
Bye.
Good night.
Excuse me?
I fell asleep, ma'am.
I was calling you. I didn't know.
Calling me for what?
I did, because I thought you were...